The FBI is still investigating what it calls a targeted act of violence directed at immigration enforcement agents yesterday. The shooting took place at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in Dallas, and three detainees were shot. Despite yesterday's attack, dozens of migrants showed up at the facility today because they worried they might be detained or deported if they missed their check-ins. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran was there and talked to a few of them.
It's about 5:45 a.m., almost exactly 24 hours after a gunman opened fire at the ICE facility from a nearby rooftop, killing one detainee and injuring two more. The building is closed for the rest of the week, but that was not clear to a Colombian immigrant who requested NPR only use his first initial because of his pending immigration case. He came all the way from Los Angeles for his mandatory check-in with ICE because he does not want to get in trouble.
Que pronto por ese problema de pronto me ven en orden de deportación o algo y yo estoy cumpliendo con todos los requisitos, la verdad.
I worry I will get a deportation order, ICE says. I'm following the law. Marcos, a Venezuelan immigrant, is also here. He asked us to use his first name because of his pending immigration case. Marcos says he never got an official notification telling him not to come.
Y está un poquito difícil, puede pensar en qué va a pasar por...
I don't know what to do, Marcos says. What will happen? Will ICE mark me down as absent, or will they really give us a chance because they were closed? NPR asked ICE these same questions, but the agency did not respond. As the sun rises, more and more immigrants show up to the facility carrying their paperwork. The only official instructions are coming from Dallas police officers who direct people trying to enter the parking lot. Only one of the officers speaks Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Aquí.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo le puedo ayudar?
Patiently, he keeps telling migrants to call their attorneys or to call the phone number listed for the ICE facility, but he is quickly overwhelmed with questions.
Venía una cita.
Sí. Uh-huh.
Vengo desde Breckenridge.
That's 53-year-old Benjamin Bellorin from Nicaragua. He says he drove from a town more than 2 hours away for his scheduled check-in. Bellorin tells the officer he's scared. He does not know how to read, and he's not sure what number to call for help.
Yo me da miedo, pues, porque
si esta era la cita. Déjame una llamada, a ver si mi esposa es una abogada de inmigración.
My wife is an immigration attorney, the officer says. Maybe she has a number you could call for help. After a few minutes, the officer comes back with an email for ICE. He says Bellorin should have someone write to that email that he showed up, but that the office was closed.
Están diciendo que regresen el lunes.
I heard y'all should come back on Monday, the officer tells Bellorin. Bellorin responds,
yo quería dejar pues algo que yo vine a presentarme.
I just wanted them to see that I showed up, he says before walking away. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Dallas.